7 o'clock, 1900 hours, 7 p.m. that would be for those folks not in the military. Tomorrow night, May 10th, the Lorraine Palace is the place to be. It is a free citywide pep rally for Lorraine. Going to talk about this morning with the sponsor of the event, Lorraine Historical Society. You may have been familiar with some of the charrette discussions that they have had, and this is sort of like, hear the news of what people have talked about for Lorraine. And Barb Piscopo of the Historical Society joins us. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good. You know, you think of the Historical Society looking at the past of a community, these charrette discussions, and really this event is kind of looking towards the future, I suppose.
Absolutely. That's part of what we've committed ourselves to do in our mission statement, because we need to have a purpose to looking at the past. It's wonderful to reminisce about the good old days and to think about all the things that, you know, contributed to make us who we are today, whether that's as individuals and we study our genealogy, or even whether that's a city. And we look back and we say, okay, these things made our community who it is today, but if we want to grow and if we want to make history for the future, we've got to say, okay, what are we going to do today to write our story for tomorrow?
Tell us about the charrette discussions that took place. You had several of those.
Go ahead.
Well, I know that you said, I heard it was not like a place for people to come and complain and gripe about what's going on. It's sort of a place for people to say what they like about the community, what they think to make it better. The positive and suggestions for things, right?
Absolutely. And we had over 110 people come together over a series of 9 meetings held different times of the day throughout the community. And all those people, except for one, spoke positively about their city. So obviously there are many people out there who love Lorraine, who love the people of Lorraine, and who want to make the city better. And so what those charrettes did was said, okay, so if I love my city, if I want a better quality of life for my city, what is it that I'm going to do in the next 30 days to make that happen? I'm not going to sit around and wait for some magic carpet to come and, you know, transport me somewhere better. I'm not going to come and say, okay, somebody's going to come in and have all the right answers, and they're going to do it. I'm really going to say, okay, for me as an individual, what is it that I'm going to do? And so we did that, and it's been a little bit over 30 days since those charrettes happened. The facilitators contacted each person who attended one of the charrettes and actually said to them, okay, you said this is what you were going to do. Did you do it? And if you did it, how did it go? If you didn't do it, make sure that you do it in the next 10 days, and then tomorrow we come together at the palace and we celebrate all the wonderful things that individuals have done and look to the future to see what more we can do going forward.
Barb, did you find among those 100 people, were they mostly average, ordinary citizens, so to speak, or were they people already sort of connected to the processes in the city?
Well, I think most of the people were average, ordinary citizens, people like you and me who love Lorraine. We did have city representatives. We had people in government. We had people who worked for the city, but the rules of the game that were announced at the beginning of each charrette were you're coming as an individual. You're not coming as a representative of any organization. You're coming as yourself. And people really adhered to that. I have to say they turned out a whole lot better than I anticipated. They really generated a lot of conversation among the people who were there. The Morning Journal was really very wonderful as a community partner and as a good citizen in reporting all the different things that happened, both in the printed thing and online. WEOL helped us to promote all this. So, you know, our community partners really helped us carry the message forward and give some momentum to what we are doing. And we just need that momentum to continue.
Can you give us any little insights into some of the things that people wanted to do or what they promised to do in that 30 days?
I sure can. And they centered around a few themes. We have a Facebook page, Lorraine Charrette, and some people posted on Facebook the things that they did. So a lot of it was pick up Lorraine, clean up the trash around your neighborhood. Instead of complaining about the trash or instead of complaining about writing a letter to the editor about the trash in your neighborhood, you know, it's much easier to get a blue bag and pick it up and then throw it in your trash. And people did that. in various places throughout the city. We also have a group that's sponsored by several different organizations in the city that are doing an Adopt-A-Square along Broadway, and that has been really successful. Sylvia Duval and others have spearheaded that, as I said, along with several other organizations, and there are 51 squares along Broadway that have a tree planted in them and a grate over it. Well, that dirt under those trees can be cultivated and flowers can be planted there. And this group has done a lot of research about what makes people happy when they come to a city, what makes people smile, and it's beauty and flowers and the aesthetics. And so many people latched onto that. Black River Cleanup, they had a great turnout this past Saturday. That was another thing that many people didn't know about. And so when the opportunity to volunteer to help for that cause came up, people signed up. I think lots of times people just don't know what they can do.
It gives people power. Empowerment seems to be a key to a lot of these things to build that momentum. A lot of people feel that a little helpless, or they think there's somebody else who's supposed to be doing that.
Absolutely. Everywhere, not just Lorraine.
Right. What's taking place at this Celebrate Lorraine, this pep rally at the Palace tomorrow night at 7?
So it is going to be kind of a pep rally. That's probably the best way to describe the mood and what we want to create. We want to celebrate the different things that have been done. So different folks who attended a charrette and, you know, made a commitment to do something, we'll talk about what they've done. And then we have other individuals that are going to talk about what is their going forward. What I see as a critical thing in this whole thing is continuing the movement, building a momentum and not letting the ball drop. You know, just like in sports, you don't want to suddenly run into a lull in the game. When that happens, you risk bad feelings, negative feelings, same old feelings returning. And so we've got to keep this going. And it's not going to be the Historical Society that's going to champion this. We have done our part. We will continue to shepherd it. But the people in the community have to continue to take action. So there's going to be about four or five areas. Aesthetics is one. Learning, developing concepts to help think differently about your city. A lot of the entrepreneurial things that are happening in the city, representatives from those areas are going to speak, and they're going to talk about what people attending can do to sign up for the next 30 days to keep it going. And then for the first 100 people who come, we have Lorraine Proud T-shirts. We had a young man, one of our interns from last summer, Alex Woolidge, design a great logo for this whole movement, and we've put it on some T-shirts, and so those will be distributed free of charge to the first 100 people. We hope that people who came to a charrette will come, plus your friends, or if you didn't have a chance to come, it's open to everybody.
So the logo you're talking about is this Lorraine Proud, which features a image of silhouette of the lighthouse and the O of Proud. There's a little mm-hmm. bit of a smokestack kind of referenced in the I in Lorraine. It's on a bridge that we know about over the Black River, kind of encapsulates all the things about Lorraine that people come to Lorraine for, or mm-hmm. when they see, they are kind of proud about it. I like the fact that you're kind of doing these in sort of 30-day increments. Mm-hmm. Like anything, if you give them a longer, you think, that's a long time. 30 days, people can kind of handle it. It's a little more manageable, and it allows them to see an accomplishment, not having mm-hmm. to see that the goal is too far down the line.
You get it. You get it.
Barb, if we could backtrack for just a second, why did you decide, or who decided to begin these charrettes in the first place?
Oh, it's a great story, so I'll try to make it brief. A year ago, the Lorraine International Festival celebrated its 50 years in existence. And you know we're known as the International City, and people take great pride in that. Well, the person that they invited to be the keynote speaker at the breakfast was Alec Van Ryan. Alec had been the Cub reporter for the Morning Journal when Irv Leibowitz and his band of followers thought it would be great to have an international festival. Why? Okay, so lots of bad things were happening at the end of the 60s, if you remember. I do. National Guard tanks were going down areas near my neighborhood on the east side of Cleveland because the race riots and the Huff riots were happening. The Vietnam War was going on. So the paper was reporting lots of bad things. And Irv Leibowitz said, what are we going to do in this city to celebrate the good? We're going to celebrate the nationalities. And so Alex Van Ryan reported this, and he was invited to be our speaker. And he hadn't been back to Lorraine probably since 99 when his mom passed away. So he said to me, Bob, what's going on in the city? You know, other cities that were in as bad shape have come back. Why not Lorraine? I know a process that could help that happen. Okay, so then here's me having plenty on my plate. But I liked what he had to say. And so I said to myself, what if this could be the thing that would bring Lorraine back? And I choose not to do it just because I'm too busy. And I think that's the attitude that we hope the charrettes will engender. So fast forward, he trained some facilitators, students from the Kent State University business class at LCC. They facilitated these charrettes, and here we are. So, you know, it's really a matter of saying, if I didn't do this today, and what if this was the thing that could help, how would I feel? And people have to have that sense of responsibility and commitment.
It's just one person asking one question that turns into something like this.
Right.
Celebrate Lorraine. Again, it's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Lorraine Palace. First 100 people will get one of those Lorraine Proud T-shirts. I love that logo. I just like the
Thank
way
you.
That looks. And the fact that also you got the centennial for the, right, is for the lighthouse, 100
yes,
years.
Yes, this June. Mm-hmm.
As well. And I see news that the Firefish Festival is going for 2 days.
Absolutely.
Well.
That'll be great. Perfect time of year in the fall.
And the Rockin' on the River taking over the Black River. They just put up the tent for the concerts. So the summer season is coming. And, of course, next month, Lorraine International Festival, which you mentioned a little bit in as far as the speakers and the people coming through. So we encourage people to come out. Again, it's a free citywide pep rally for Lorraine. Hear the news from the charrette discussions. Talk to Barb and see all the people that are there. Barb, we appreciate your time this morning and all you do for the city of Lorraine. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the invitation.